Dying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, Christelle, last week in the news, you carried a very interesting story about the smart meter load management project. What exactly does this mean?
So yeah, today a couple of pennies dropped for me because we've been talking about the rollout, for example, of smart meters in Tshwane. We've been hearing the Minister of Electricity, Jose Ensore Ramakgopa, talking about things like demand side management. But I haven't been able to join the dots in terms of how exactly would this happen. Turns out, starting in the city of Joburg, there's going to be a pilot of smart meters, so prepaid electricity meters, that have the ability to switch things off for you.
Sorry, what?
So it monitors your usage. It lets you know when your usage is too high. And if you don't stop the high usage, it identifies what's using the most power and switches that off. So for example, a geyser. And the rationale, your face, I wish
people could see your face.
Yeah. The technology allows that. So if they see your geyser is using too much electricity, they can switch that off. And the rationale is you still have lights. You can still have your Wi-Fi going. You can still do some things. But then they will switch on your geyser later when the demand nationally has lowered and there's more ability on the grid. But it has the potential to switch. You know all those memes we've seen of like on stage 16, Eskom comes and steals your candles?
Yeah.
Ons is nader aan daai nou.
Ja, maar luister hier hoor. As daar krag is en ek as 'n verbruiker betaal my kragrekening, jy kan nie net vir my sê ek moet minder gebruik nie. Wat as ek daai geyser nodig het op 'n tyd wat jy nie dink ek het dit nodig nie? And then they switch you off.
What if I don't want Wi-Fi, I want my pool pump? Who gets to decide?
So the rationale would be linked to the national constraints. Die nasionale netwerk kan nie toelaat dat jy jou swembadpomp terwyl ander mense nie ligte aan het nie. En dit is ook gesê dit gaan eers geloods word in Johannesburg. Please ask me which suburbs first.
Which suburbs?
Midrand and Sandton.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, Sandton.
Yeah. But so I had a very interesting chat with the MMC for Utilities in the city of Tshwane today about their meters. So they are rolling out smart meters. Those meters already have the capability to disconnect you completely, remotely. They don't yet have the capability to identify specific things in your house and switch that off. But they're open to it.
I'm just running through the practicalities in my head. Smart meter, I get, cool, goes in, works, you prepay your money. Being able to remotely turn that off, I get. But surely this means that they need to interface every single item in your DV board into the smart meter? Have I got that wrong? Like, how do you know that the switch you're flicking on your side is connected to my geyser or my pool pump or my kitchen plugs or my this? Like, they're going to have to surely wire every smart meter to every DV board connection.
So it was interesting because I'm also fascinated, maybe if we have engineers listening, specifically electrical engineers, yeah, they can give us input on this.
Please teach us.
But the Minister of Electricity, Jose Ensore Ramakgopa, has said, so that this is still something that they're looking at nationally.
As I said, this is a pilot. Yeah.
He did say that there would be a cost of about 3,000 rand per smart meter, potentially, which would mitigate the kind of thing you're talking about, Rob, if you need to get someone specifically in. His argument is that you could make that money back over the long term.
Do you know what? I don't want to sound like I'm being a complete cynic here, but we cannot even, as a nation and with a government that is supposed to provide basic things to people, we cannot even at this point provide clean drinking water, and you want to make this a project that you think is going to be successful, Rob. I don't think you need to be worried that your geyser is going to get turned off or your Wi-Fi or whatever. Van dit gaan nie werk nie. En ook, my ander ding is, ek is redelijk cynies op hierdie stadium. All of this is going to come with a bunch of tenders that are going to be delivered and handed out to various people, and nothing is going to get done except corruption.
I mean, listen, if the smart money out there, it's going to rise. I agree with you. We wait to see. So this is a pilot project you're talking about there. They're going to roll out in Johannesburg. We did talk a couple of weeks ago. Joe Mann brought it to our attention that the city of Tshwane has been telling us since about 2019 that smart meters are coming to everyone in Pretoria by choice or not. It will happen. Yeah. Is this going to be a similar thing in Johannesburg, that they're going to force everyone to get a smart meter and now one that you can remotely turn off?
I need to check on that. But certainly City of Tshwane is saying, so they're proceeding with their smart meter rollout. And they are very much, so the way they put it to me was very interesting. They're always open to innovation. And yes, so remember, part of that smart meter rollout is to enable them to have better ICT functionality. So I'm going to go back to Joburg, ask them as well the same questions, but I think we need to stay on this one.
Yeah. I think we need to close ourselves off to innovation and focus on the basics, guys. Water, baie wat die gate in het nie, asseblief.
Roz is right, and Roz is annoyed.
Now we're out here in a smart city, but the basics are not being covered. Please, man.